Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 207. And the title of today's podcast episode is The Dream Journey. We'll be looking at a dream about a plane journey, well, actually about a plane crash, but it's still a plane journey dream. We'll be looking at a dream where the journey is into a television set and into a video game, maybe into a video game in the past, maybe it's a fantasy future, but it's a dream journey nevertheless. And then we'll be looking at the mindful journey that we all need to take when we set out to explore our dreams. So in many ways, this is about the dream journey in many levels. You know, it can be the journey that you take into your own dreams, the particular approach that you take when you want to work more remembering your dreams and understanding your dreams and finding out what they really mean. Or it may be the journey to become a dream therapist or to become a professional in some aspect of dreams, a person that works with people with their dreams. So this is all about the dream journey. Another way to look at today's episode is that the first two dreams that we're going to talk about are dreams that were presented to me when I was doing radio shows quite recently. They're quite quick dream interpretations. You know, when you're on radio, somebody calls in and they very quickly give you a dream, not the full details, and you've got a couple of minutes to do an analysis. So we've got two quick dream interpretations. And then the third part, the mindful journey, we're changing pace and going in more slowly. An alternative title for today's episode might have been Quick, Quick, Slow, but I decided on the dream journey. So I'm going to be reading three blogs that I've written about these dreams and about these themes. But just before we go there, a reminder, if you haven't been to my website at all, or you haven't been recently, the place to go is janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Or if you want to go to my learning platform, my e-learning platform, that is dream-academy-online.com. You can actually get there from janeteresa.com anyway, or find me on Facebook or on Instagram. So here we go, the dream journey. And this one's from a blog called What Does My Dream Mean? And I wrote this in November 2017 and put this blog on the Dream Academy, because there's two blog roles. There are blogs on the Dream Academy site and there are blogs on janeteresa.com. What does my dream mean? For 10 years, I've had a recurring dream of a plane plummeting to the ground and exploding, said Jenny, calling into a radio segment I did earlier this week. What does it mean? When you wake up from a dream, what questions spring to your mind? What does it mean? Why did I dream that? What does this dream say about me? Is my dream giving me a message? What's going on in my subconscious? Is what I dreamed going to happen in real life? How can I stop this scary dream from recurring? When you learn more about dream interpretation, your questions might be different. What can I learn about myself from this dream? What unconscious beliefs and patterns are revealed in this dream, and how are these powerfully and automatically controlling, perhaps even sabotaging, my life? What blocks and limiting beliefs can I discover in this dream? Does this dream help me to understand how my unconscious emotions, especially my fears, are affecting the way I live my life? Is there a key in my dream to resolving an issue, solving a problem, helping me find direction or healing? Then, once you've interpreted a dream, you might ask what actions you can take to bring desired changes into your life. How can I use this dream to fire up my creativity, shift my perspective, improve my relationships, take me to the next level, reconnect me with my passion, my spirit, my purpose, myself? What can I do to change those unconscious beliefs and patterns, to pull the plug on their power and rewire them to work for me, not against me? How can I flow and grow from the insights and new perspectives this dream work has gifted me? Are there exercises I can do to assist this wonderful blossoming and becoming? So what does the plummeting plane dream mean? If we'd had an hour to explore Jenny's dream, we would have been able to answer all of the above questions and many more. When you consult a dream analyst or dream therapist, you would expect to spend an hour on a dream. And when you learn the art and science of interpreting your own dreams, you'd probably also spend about the same amount of time. The rewards you reap from the process continue to flow and touch your life in wonderful ways that cannot be counted, especially if you have moved from interpretation to applying dream alchemy techniques to assist in desired transformation. On radio, we have a couple of minutes at most to consider what a dream means. Jenny has had this recurring dream for 10 years. So we know this dream is processing something that perhaps first came up for her 10 years ago and still comes up for her from time to time. Each time the issue raises its head or is felt rumbling in her unconscious, she has the dream. So that's a clue for starters. What changed for Jenny 10 years ago? You can look at a dream as a loose analogy for what's going on in your life at the time of the dream. For Jenny, the dream paints a picture of something that should be moving along and getting somewhere, suddenly losing energy or momentum or drive and plummeting. Not only does it plummet, it explodes, perhaps in anger. If Jenny looks at the couple of days before her dream, she will find a connection. There may be a situation that follows this pattern metaphorically, or the dream may reflect Jenny's fears that whatever journey she is on will not reach its destination. Or the dream may reveal an unconscious belief or pattern that works hard to sabotage Jenny's best intentions. Working further with the analogy, Jenny may find her confidence or mood plummeting at such times, or may feel explosive and angry whether or not she expresses it. Our dreams can reveal our unconscious and repressed emotions or our shadows, and even though we may never explode in anger in life, that explosive undercurrent or plummeting doubt can take the energy right out from beneath our wings, leaving us, or the project, career plan, or relationship, or whatever it is, to crash. On radio, I sketched something along those lines, and Jenny said she could relate, and felt it had to do with accepting a situation for what it was. There are certainly times to let go of plans, or planes, or to accept what is, or to decide that this journey is not for you, or to change destination, and such dreams can open us to these options. But there are other times to say, no, this is a destination I want to make. I want to stay on course, to feel uplifted and energized to complete this journey. Those are the times to call on dream alchemy techniques. In Jenny's case, this would involve visualizing the plane completing its journey, while summoning up sensations of buoyancy or confidence or calm or whatever emotion the deep dream work reveals as the antidote to the plummet and explosion. Now, the formula for prescribing and designing dream alchemy is quite precise and a little more detailed than this space allows, and you can learn how to do this in my online course, which is called Dream Alchemy. That's course two. If Jenny were to explore her dream more deeply than the couple of minutes devoted to it on radio, she would discover answers to every question in that long list I posed earlier. Jenny surely gave a quick summary of her dream for the purposes of radio. The actual dream would have been ripe with detail, and it would have included what happened in the lead-up to the plane taking off. These details provide the rich material for analysing a dream. They are the puzzle pieces that dream analysis and dream therapy put together to discover the whole picture of what's going on and why. Further dream therapy, including dream alchemy, can then be employed to change that picture, shift perspective of it, or transform it in a whole new way. It's an art and science you can learn, whether you want to work with your own dreams or help others with theirs, or go the full journey and become a professional dream therapist. Which, of course, you can do with my online courses at dream-academy-online.com. So on to the second dream that was brought to me through a radio show, the one that I've already said was to do with diving in a television set and the journey of joining a video game. And I called this one Battle Zen. And I wrote this one on the janetheresa.com blog, if you want to read it there, in August 2018. It's August now. That must have been a couple of weeks ago. Battle Zen. I've had a recurring dream for 20 to 25 years, said Josh, calling into a breakfast radio show last week, and I've always wondered what it means. I was talking about dreams and chatting with callers on Sarah Howell's breakfast show on ABC Sunshine Coast. I always enjoy engaging with listeners about their dreams on radio, even though we have only a few minutes to dip into a dream compared to the full hour of a private consultation. My intention is always to offer something of value to the caller while looking for nuggets to share with the whole audience and tips on how to understand and work with their own dreams. In Josh's recurring dream, he is sitting with a young boy, aged about 5 or 6, watching television. There's a battle going on, and soon Josh finds himself inside the television, as if in a video game, battling the monsters. He always wakes up unsettled, scared, then goes back to sleep again and continues the dream, only this time he defeats the monsters and, as he said, I wake up feeling all zen. There's limited time on radio to ask callers questions, so I didn't discover Josh's age or whether he's been having these dreams since he was 5 or 6 years old. But if the young boy in the dream is unknown to Josh in waking life, it's likely that the dream refers back to an issue that began when he was about that age. As you might imagine, Josh's dream is about the battles he encounters in life. Whether he perceives them as battles in the outer world, at work or in relationship, or battles with his own inner fears and demons, or, more probably, both. In the first round, he battles but to no avail. Waking up at this point is an opportunity, if Josh knew how to work with these dreams, to acknowledge the force of the battle, to recognize his fears, to assess his weaknesses and strengths, to relate all of this to his waking life, and to apply some dream alchemy to help resolve underlying issues and conflicts. When he returns to sleep, Josh finds a way to defeat the monster and all as well, at least for now. This is a recurring dream, so we know the monster is only temporarily defeated. He will rise again, and the battle will repeat. I imagine when Josh wakes up feeling all zen that he feels on top of his inner and outer world battles, whether he feels energized with fresh perspective and a sense of empowerment in dealing with them, or whether he senses the battles as having lessened, calmed, or ended. Though an individual battle may end, the war may continue. In Josh's case, the defeat is not permanent, as indicated by the future recurrence of the dream. The enemy, in defeat, retreats to repair damage, to fortify its resources, to plan a new attack, and to reappear in full battle dress for another round. When it comes to dealing with conflict, the key for long-lasting results is not defeating the enemy. The key is transformation. I gave a very much shortened version of this on radio, and Josh said that he has difficulties dealing with conflict in his life. I didn't ask, but I imagine, listening to Josh's voice, that his approach to conflict may be to withhold expressing his feelings, to stay calm, to practice Zen. His dreams may be a vehicle for release of his feelings, a space to attack and defeat monsters, to balance his energies, to wake up feeling Zen, at least until the pressures of unexpressed feelings build to breaking point again. Josh might like to reflect back to being 5 or 6 years old to see whether there was an event that triggered his future patterns of dealing with conflict. Here's where the magic comes in. Let's look at the battles in Josh's dreams as representing the conflicts he has difficulties dealing with in life, both on an outer world and inner world level, and the monsters as representing what he perceives to be the enemy. For every outer world conflict that remains unresolved, there's likely to be a parallel inner world conflict. There's an unconscious set of beliefs, feelings, attitudes, and patterns that keep us caught up in conflict, either responding ineffectively or paralyzed as to how to respond. When this is the case, dealing effectively with the inner world battle brings clarity to how to deal with the outer world battle. In some cases, the moment the inner battle is resolved, the outer battle automatically resolves, as if by magic. Begin with the inner world and the dramas and symbols offered by the dream. Reimagine the dream while you are awake. Only this time, instead of defeating the monster, transform it. It doesn't really matter what you transform it into, as long as it is something that feels positive and peaceful to you. Josh might imagine jumping into the battle and uttering some magic words that transform the monster into a powerful medicine man or healer, for example. So why is it important to transform rather than defeat the monster in this exercise? Everyone and everything in a dream represents something about the dreamer. So if you kill or defeat a dream symbol, you're effectively killing or defeating something within yourself. You might think it's good to kill off a negative aspect of yourself or a fear, but each death creates a hole in your psyche. Better to transform the negative or unhelpful aspects of yourself into positive or helpful aspects. What better way to transform the fearful monster than into a healing force? Even if Josh's outer world monster is something deeply traumatic, and his inner world monster the sheer force of that trauma lodged in his psyche, transforming it into a healing energy opens the way to heal from the trauma within, while seeing new ways to find helpful resolution in the outer world. This reimagining process is what I call dream alchemy. It may be performed as a visualization, or in any of at least 7 different modalities, for example, writing, art, bodywork. There are rules to follow in creating the alchemy, one being to transform a dream symbol, not to kill it or disappear it. There are other rules and tools you can learn to refine dream alchemy for positive healing outcomes. We all have our conflicts and battles, both inner world and outer world. Working with our dreams and with dream alchemy can help us to identify the unconscious elements that keep us stuck in conflict and transform those elements to release us from their hold and free us to move forward in true Zen. So that's the two quick dreams, the quick radio dream interpretations. And now for the last segment, into the slow, the quick slow. And you'll see why I'm inclined to call the slow as we go through it. This is from quite a short blog that I wrote in May 2018 for janetheresa.com. So if you want to read the written version of it, go to janetheresa.com, look at blogs, go to May 2018. And this one's called Mindful Magic. Mindful Magic. There's a magical beach a couple of hours' drive away, where time stands still and gentle winds whisper profound wisdom. If the wind is salty and onshore, the magic begins the moment I step out of the car. If the barbecues dotted along the clifftop are sizzling and there's a tang of ketchup on the air, I need to climb down onto the rocky shore before it begins. So first I notice the air, the salt or the ketchup. Then I notice the quality of light reflected on the sea, different with each visit. Next comes the music of the waves, the heard and felt crunch of shells underfoot, the rough, sometimes too slippery surfaces of the rocks and boulders as I carefully make my way closer to the ocean's edge. At this point, my focus needs to be sharp. The placement of my feet, the balance or imbalance of my body as I negotiate my path to avoid slipping and falling. I'm vibrantly tuned into my proprioceptive sense. No place for multitasking here. Watching my every step, my eyes become attuned to the tiny shellfish temporarily marooned in the crevices. Then, here at last, the shallow rock pools, all crystal water darting with tiny crabs, dancing with fine seaweed, jeweled with minuscule coral sculptures. I sit down to look more deeply into the rock pools and see an even greater diversity and abundance of life within. Seagulls call, waves crash, a sun-blessed breeze skips across my skin. Time stands still, and that profound wisdom whispers. I have always left that beach with greater clarity and insight. I'm sure it's not the only magical beach in the world, and I'm sure you've had similar experiences in different special places. I used to wonder about the source of the magic. Was there an ancient or divine healing energy about this beach? Or was it simply the magic of stepping away from the everyday, open to new perspectives? Or is it, as I suspect, a mindfulness effect? As each sense is more finely and acutely drawn to focus on the rich details, as the big picture of the beach gives way to the touch and feel of the rocks, which in turn reveal the rock pools that open into tiny worlds invisible from the cliff tops, it's an exercise in mindfulness. Immersed in mindfulness, time stands still. Or we enter the timeless flow, whichever way you want to wrap words around it. At that point, we are open to profound wisdom, whether whispered by the gentle winds or by renewed connection to the inner self. What has this to do with dreams? When you deeply explore a dream, stepping through it mindfully, focus first on the overview, the big chunks, then the details within details, and into the minutiae, suddenly whole new perspectives spring into view, teeming with life and dynamics previously unseen. Worlds within worlds, your inner world, your inner self. Every dream, explored mindfully, and with the right tools and techniques, offers you insights into the many aspects of your inner self, some beautiful at first glance, others dark and shadowy or scary, but beautiful when acknowledged, understood, embraced, and integrated. The gentle wind whispers its profound wisdom, and you awaken. While perhaps or perhaps not poetically said, that really describes the journey that you undertake when you learn the arts and science of being able to interpret and work with your own dreams. It's a process like that. You know, you begin with a dream, you look at the big picture of the dream, there are tools and techniques to apply at that level, and then you increasingly go into smaller and smaller details of the dream to analyse those with different tools and techniques. And although you're going to smaller parts of the dream with more precise tools and techniques, the effect is opening up to a much bigger understanding of not only your dreams, but yourself. So your dream journey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, a reminder of the website, janetheresa.com. Whether or not you want to learn how to interpret your own dreams, whether you want to learn to work with people with their dreams, whether you want to learn to be a dream therapist, whether you want to have a phone consultation or a Skype consultation with me about a dream, whether you want to learn about my books, whether you want to read the hundreds of blogs, or whether, of course, you want to listen to the other 206 episodes of The Dream Show that came before this. And if you're not listening to this in real time, you may be, I don't know, 10 years into the future, and there'll be another 10 years of podcasts that you can listen to. But amazingly, they all fit into that little space, which is really not so little, which is called my website, which is janetheresa.com. And you can also always listen to the last 10 episodes of The Dream Show at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. So the next episode of The Dream Show, episode 208, is due out on the 14th of September 2018. I hope you will enjoy that. Have a wonderful month. I know I'll be working with some of you between now and then, those of you who are regular clients. And the rest of you, have a wonderful month. Enjoy your dreams. Enjoy exploring your dream journeys. And tune in to episode 208 on the 14th of September 2018. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.